to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Okay, Brett.
Getting it.
Whew.
I love Brett.
Firing us off like a cannon at the circus on a Thursday. I love it. Did you get a visual?
I did. Thank you so much.
I got a childhood visual. Such a Barnum and Bailey visual just now.
Yes.
I want to go to the circus.
When was the last time you went to the circus?
Well, I did go to like the Traveling Italian Circus for New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's right.
A few years back. But aside from that, I haven't gone to like a good old school circus.
I don't know if I've been to one since I was like...
Like a child?
Before I was double digits.
Back when they had animals in the circus?
Yeah, like when it was...
They don't have animals anymore.
Like the Great Showman, the Greatest Showman type circus.
Greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to go to a circus.
Put it on our bucket list, things to do.
Hey, Camel Nation, good morning. Number one, just want to say thank you. You guys showed up so big at Santan Mountain. I was out there at 5 o'clock yesterday, sharp for kicking off the 30 Days of Country Thunder, a little ticket giveaway. And you guys were out there and showing a lot of love, and I appreciate that.
I love that. Camel Nation does a great job at showing up.
Yeah.
They're the best.
There was a little pressure to be calling their names, which was okay.
Yeah.
So there was some sweetening Nico up a little bit. Because it was a raffle style, so that's how we do it. We kind of, you know, get you in early. Everybody fills out a raffle slip. Throw it in the box, and then, you know, it's a game of chance.
It is.
This one person in particular... Her name, Donna Joe. Now,
Donna!
The reason I bring up Donna Joe is because she's my wife's coworker. And you may have seen Donna Joe. She comes out to Eight Man Jam. She was at Shaboozy at Wild Horse Pass. She's a huge fan of the Camel and supporter. So it's the third giveaway. I look at the slip. Who's the
Donna Joe?
Who's the name? Donna Joe. So I'll go, oh man, here we go. And she's also the luckiest person, mind you, on the planet. She wins everything. I don't know
how
she does it, but my wife Dana is always like, yeah, Donna goes to the casino like 3 times a week because she always wins money. And I'm like, is that what Donna Joe is telling you? Because normally when people go to the casino that often, they need to like recoup their losses.
Yes.
But Donna apparently is extremely lucky. So I look at the slip, guess whose name it is? Donna Joe. So when I call it out, she's straight out of Alabama. Like, she's Roll Tide. Like, this girl is, like, country. So, she goes, hey, y'all! She goes, hey, y'all, that's me! Hold on! Hold on! And I'm like, what's going on? So, I look over, and at the slot machine, she's cashing out a $100 ticket, like a pay slip or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Hold on. So she comes walking up. Everybody's looking at her like, this chick, she just won on the slot machine. And now she's rolling up to pick up her country
thunder
ticket.
It was Donna Joe's day.
It's always Donna Joe's day. Moral of the story.
Be more like Donna Joe.
Live your life like Donna Joe. And we'll have more ticket stops. Cheyenne, I think you got the next one.
Yep, I'm going to be out at Lone Butte tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Nice. 5 o'clock, right?
Same thing?
All right, that's your next opportunity to get these Camel Country Thunder tickets, y'all. Tons of opportunities. All right, let's get into a show.
Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
A Princess Brianna wants to go to the Renaissance Fair in full decor and garb.
Oh, that's so much fun.
I love it, man. This is my wife and I's jam.
I love
going
that.
Going to the fair dressed up, but unfortunately her boyfriend Robert says, hail to the no-no, to the no-no.
That is a mood killer.
Yeah, he couldn't really tell her to her face, so henceforth, I will break the news to her now.
Love that.
Henceforth.
Hello?
Hey, Brianna?
Yeah, this is me.
Hi, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. How are you?
What?
I'm Nico.
Nico, what? Okay.
I have breaking news for you.
I know I shouldn't have picked up. It was a spam call.
Oh, it's not spam. No, this is legitimate. I have news from your boyfriend, Robert.
Why would he be calling? Okay, fine. What's the news from Robert?
Well, your boyfriend, Robert, wanted me to tell you that he said, although he loves you to the moon and back, and you are his everything, his dream girl, in fact.
Dressing
up.
So sweet.
Well, here comes the news. Dressing up for the Renaissance Festival will never happen in his lifetime.
What?
Yeah.
No, Robert. Oh, my gosh. He knows that's like my dream, to have a boyfriend that will like...
Full transparency, also my dream, but not his, not Robert's.
You guys, it's my dream. I want him to be my Prince Charming. He is like the perfect Prince Charming. And he really said this to you, like he wouldn't dress up at all. Why is he reaching out to you about that? That's so confusing.
It's weird. Oh, he might think it's a little uncomfortable to tell you that he doesn't feel like doing it. It's actually Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. You don't understand how like soul crushing this is.
Is this a conversation you've had with him before? Because it sounds like it has been a conversation. Yeah.
It sounds like it's a struggle.
It is. It is like every time it's like, I'm not dressing up. I'm like, please just, you can go to like, we'll just go try on stuff at the store. And he's like, no.
It's one time.
I know.
Oh, there's more news. There's more news.
There's more?
What? Oh, no.
He went on to say, stop telling all your friends to convince him to dress up. Because apparently your friends are attacking him on social media and
completely, and they're posting like they're like doing like AI pictures of him like in like
I love that your friends are in on it too.
Oh yeah, because we're so into it. He's so awesome.
Yeah, Brianna. He went on to say more.
What?
There's more news.
Oh no.
He said, never happening ever and ever and ever.
Oh my gosh. Can you guys convince him just at least carry a sword? Just a sword or some
kind
of like...
Him and his Jordans with his sword?
I'll do my best. I'll do my best. I'll do my best for you. Although, never ever and ever seems pretty...
It does sound pretty solidified.
Pretty definite.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Good luck with that. We love you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, you guys. This is crazy. I'll see you at the fair.
I will be there. Huzzah!
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
You guys, I think the teachers that monitor my son Easton's driveline think that I must be like a lady of the night or something. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I think that, but I do know why I think it, but I don't know why I thought lady of the night. Because I am constantly asleep in the driveway.
Yeah, yeah. You did say to us that your favorite part of the day is napping while you wait for your kid.
I love to sleep in
the car. May I also say, Cheyenne?
Yeah.
You would make a great lady of the night.
Oh, well, why do you know that?
No, I'm just kidding. But I do understand your hours. And just like myself, like I find myself like conking out once in a while too. And my wife's always like, why are you 150 years old? I'm like, no, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's why I'm conking out
5-6 days a week. Like, it's wild. So I say this because I was in driveline, and I know we've had this conversation before about how much I love to sleep in driveline.
Yeah,
because I love the heat of the sun through the windows. It will put me to sleep.
It's comfy,
it's
man.
So comfy. And my Hyundai, thanks to Earnhardt Auto Centers, is so comfortable, right?
Like, yeah,
it's
just, absolutely,
it's a perfect recipe.
You get your sleep mask going.
Exactly. So I was sleeping. And I was not asleep enough to not hear my surroundings. Like, I could hear people passing by and, like, their conversations. But, I was asleep enough to, like, have a little siesta. And somebody walks by and goes, that lady's sleeping in her car. Yes, I was. I was 100% sleeping in my car.
Further reinforcing to the teachers in the drive line
that I'm a lady of the night.
You're a lady of the night.
I'm like, why is this lady? It doesn't matter if it's the 1 o'clock early release on Wednesdays or if it's the regular 3 o'clock release on all other days of the week. I will be asleep in my car at Driveline.
I love that for you.
It's glorious.
Because there's really no harm, no foul in that situation.
Exactly.
When you passed out. I remember this story vividly because it happened to me and I was so embarrassed. I was coming back from a night on the town in New York City on the subway train.
Uh-huh.
And let's be honest, like after waiting and waiting and waiting, you just get tired, more tired and more tired, and you're sitting on the train, it's not moving anywhere, and you got a really good buzz going, you may pass out.
I would fall asleep.
I fell asleep, okay? And then all of a sudden, I don't know what it is, maybe it was my internal clock that was like, oh my God, I got to get up.
Yeah.
So I panic, woke up, and it was like, bang, bang. And the doors were just about to close. And I looked up, and I'm like, oh my God, this is my stop. Which never happens, ever. Normally when you panic, you get up and you're like 20 stops past your stop and you got to jump on the train to go back in the middle of the night, which is very annoying, or you're early. It just happened to be my stop. So I Superman like dove out the out the doors and I was like,
please
yes.
Tell me you hit that tuck and roll.
Like, I did not. It was an ugly slide into second base. But that's not the kicker,
okay.
Cheyenne. That's not the embarrassing part of falling asleep. The embarrassing part is when I stood up, I looked back at my seat, and there was my cell phone.
No!
Going on a subway ride through the night without
no!
me. And I was like, no!
There it goes. What'd you do? Did you get
couldn't
back?
Couldn't do anything.
Did you get it back?
No, the train was moving. Someone snatched that up immediately.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I'm never seeing that again.
Yeah, you're going to shut that off immediately.
Yeah. So,
that's worse.
So falling asleep in the drive line and having a kid make fun of you?
Not as bad.
Not so bad.
Okay, I'll
everybody
take it.
On the subway train looking at you going, you idiot. By the way, thank you for the new cell phone.
Appreciate that. Bye.
Yeah, way worse.
Yeah, mine's definitely not that bad. Yours is far more embarrassing than mine.
Yeah, that cell phone, man, on Find
wonder
My
where
iPhone,
it is now.
It had its travels. Cheyenne fell asleep in the drive line. And
per usual.
Now everyone's questioning her career choices.
I just think that they're starting to catch on that this lady sleeps a lot in driveline. Why is that?
We got Karen Avondale on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what happened to you? When was this unfortunate pass out circumstance?
Oh my goodness. I'm almost really embarrassed to tell. I know you're not going to believe me, but had a girls' night out, and we had planned it for so long, got dressed, all of the things, went out to Whiskey Row to have a good time, and like it started off as a good time for me, but y'all, I was so tired, I fell asleep right there at the table.
You fell asleep, because you had drank too much, and then you were tired?
No, it wasn't even too much of the drinking. I was just overly tired. Like, I worked like a good 16 hours that day.
Oh, no.
But I still was looking forward to going. And it was so embarrassing because by the time I woke up, now, mind you, like I said, I didn't drink much. And we all had the bottle service, all the things happening.
Yeah.
Woke up. Still had to pay my share of the bills.
So
I'm not happy about that yet. They didn't care.
I think what peeves me more is the fact that they let you sleep through the entire night and then made you pay
That's
the
what
bill.
I'm saying.
That's why they let her sleep. Bill. They were like, when she sleeps, we get more of this bottle.
You she ain't taking nothing. That's
listen, I was
crazy.
Not a fan.
Wow. And
so
also,
that's what happened, so.
The fact that the security at Whiskey Row let you sleep, because they don't let you sleep there, is they must have been like, nah, let her go. She's
the
a nurse. She's been sleeping all day.
At this point, I guess they wanted their money, so I guess it didn't matter.
DJ Valentine saw her from the booth and was like,
everybody be quiet.
And even if it happened, I wouldn't have known because I'm telling you, pass out.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, with all this, let's just say, flight turbulence that's going on right now.
Landing turbulence.
For lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Is it okay to clap after you land the airplane properly?
At this point, I think that it is appropriate to clap when you land.
It's more of a reason too, right?
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, thank God.
I give it to you. Because we used to clown y'all if you did that.
Yeah.
Maybe not to your face, but we were talking about you behind your back. But now I get it.
But now it kind of makes sense.
It's kind of helpful now. Even the pilot's kind of like, yes.
I did it.
We live to fight another day.
I know I had plenty of training, but this one felt right.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like the people who had those urges to be annoying and stand up right away.
Yeah.
You know, right when we land and you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're not allowed to unbuckle your seatbelt till the seatbelt sign is off. Please stay seated until we're done taxiing.
No matter what, there's somebody click, 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 click up. The overhead compartment's open. Somebody's farting right in my face. Why is that? You feel the need to stand with either your crotch or your butt right in my face.
Yeah. I don't know.
The plane is not, we haven't even opened the door yet, and now you're farting right in my face.
It's wild. Like, the lack of, I guess, is it wherewithal? with that, that or just like lack of give a crap.
It's urgency.
Urgency to go where?
Exactly.
Where are you going? Exactly.
They can't open the bins.
Anxiety is telling those people, like, we got to get off this plane. We got to get off this plane. It's like, you are not going anywhere any quicker by standing up.
It's not
all
doing
you're
nothing.
Doing is putting your butt or your crotch in my face, and it's very annoying.
And then the rest of the plane is literally talking crap about you because
exactly.
You're being that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and
the,
why?
The people that kind of like subtly like push their way up. It's like,
yes.
Well, bro, what are you doing?
Or like the person who's sitting in the back, but they have to get off the plane for whatever their personal reasons are.
Yeah.
And the minute those seatbelt lights come off, they're like running up the aisle. Bro.
And especially when the flight attendant comes on and says,
ladies and gentlemen, if you could make way for our passengers that are catching connecting
exactly.
flights because we're a little
tight today.
Get out of the way.
Move, let them
man.
Go. They have connections.
Yeah.
Stop acting like you got a connection too. Oh, we're all stuck on this plane, so I don't care if you got a connection. If you miss your connection, I don't care.
You know what? I hope you miss a connecting flight one day.
We got to be more decent, people.
We got to be more decent.
I know that the Camel Nation cannot relate with this because no one does. This.
No.
Because the Camel Nation is perfect.
We have very considerate
perfect.
Listeners.
In fact, the Camel Nation applauds every job well done. When they arrive at home after an Uber ride, after a nice long night out at Denim and Diamonds, when they get home, they're like, hey.
Good job, Uber driver.
Hey, thank you, Uber driver. Nice job. you pulled up in front of my house real nice.
And I like that. I love that for Camel Nation.
Or when they're, just finishing up an order at the deli. When they get their sub sandwich, they're like, hey. Hey, nice job.
Good job, bud.
Hey, I appreciate this now, and I'll appreciate it even more when it's in my belly.
No one's ever made me a sub sandwich like you made that sub sandwich.
So, thank you, Camel Nation, for continuing to be who you are. We love you.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's inevitable. Whenever something big is happening with the radio station, Cheyenne, I've been doing this job a long, long time.
Yeah, you have. Okay. Almost as long as I've been alive. I just need that to sink in for a second.
Yikes. I did start. I started very young. I started at 17.
Yeah.
To be fair. Right out of high school. So, yeah, it's inevitable. Somebody's going to ask you for something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Whether it was at Z100's Jingle Ball in New York City. Now it's called iHeart Jingle Ball. But it's the biggest show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would have everything from Jay-Z to NSYNC to Britney Spears all on one bill. And, of course, everybody thinks that I am a ticket dispensing machine.
Oh, for sure, because we have all the access.
Right, because we work here, right? That
yeah.
means that we have 100 four-day passes for Country Thunder coming up. Each, right?
Wrongo.
No, absolutely not.
No.
But that does not stop the mooches from showing their faces. They won't text me 364 days a year. They will text me on that one day and say, hey,
you got them Country Thunder
tickets? You got some Country Thunder tickets for a buddy? And I'm like, who are you, buddy?
We are not buddies. At this point, we are acquaintances at best.
Yeah, this relationship is a one-sided thing
yeah.
where you ask me for free stuff and I say no.
Absolutely. And it's like Country Thunder, because we do so much with Country Thunder. I do understand why people think that we have more tickets than we do, but we don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, the radio station has tons of tickets to
yeah,
give away.
But we do not.
We are very generous with those. But that doesn't mean I can dip into the pile of Country Thunder tickets and just pass them out to my friends all willy-nilly.
And I would love to do that. I would love to be able to give tickets to every single person who asks.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would love to be like, look under your chairs.
I want to do a Country Thunder Christmas giveaway where I'm just feeling like Santa Claus and
yeah.
I'm just like, here my kids, my children have
you
your
tickets,
Country Thunder
tickets.
And it also is affecting me with the new camo hat.
Oh yes, and that's a hard conversation to have, because
that one is weird.
I want so badly to give you this sick hat.
I've been wearing, you know, you mm-hmm. work with me every single day. I've been wearing radio station merch forever.
It's like 4 out of 5 days a week you got merch on.
I always wear merch.
Yeah.
I love it. I love representing our brand. No one's more proud of it. So I wear the camel hat.
Not today. It's not on today.
Not today. I had to look up.
It is green.
It is a State 48 hat.
It is.
Shout out to State 48. Who makes the camel hat? which is on sale right now.
You can get it.
At camel1079.com. You can buy it.
It could be yours. You do have to buy it. It's not something... We don't have these in hand.
Yeah, people think I have a closet, Cheyenne.
No.
Where they're like, well, he wears that hat all the time. He must have 15 of them.
Yeah.
No, it's just a baseball cap.
No. And it's not like regular station merch either. Like, right. This is limited edition. They're being made to order. Like, when you go to a restaurant and they tell you, we're made... Everything... Every order is made to order. This is how this hat is.
This is how this hat is.
Yeah. It's not on display.
So if you want to buy it, you need to do it right now before March 17th, because after that, it's done. And you will get the perks of having the hat at Camel Country Thunder.
Which could be meet and greets. It could be backstage passes. It could be reserved seating.
If you see me at Country Thunder and you're wearing a hat, feel free to ask for stuff.
Yeah, that's the one
feel
time.
Feel free to ask
for
stuff.
That's the one time.
But as far as texting me, hey, you have extra? You're dead to me. Blocked, restricted, so unsubscribe. Forget it. It's over. Goodbye.
All right. It is time to play Minute to Win It. Yesterday, we had someone on the cusp.
Oh,
all
Roy.
The way to question number 10, and he couldn't get it in time. We've got Letty and Tolleson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Were you listening yesterday?
Yes.
So you heard all of the questions revealed. So are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
I am.
All right, Letty, you've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. Now remember, you're playing for 4 4-day tickets into Country Thunder and a campsite. So this is massive.
Okay.
All right, let's play Minute to Win It.
Let's play.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
In what country was Keith Urban born?
New Zealand.
What is the icon used for sending or sharing a post on Instagram?
Paper airplane.
According to the New York Times, which day of the week features the easiest crossword puzzle to solve?
Monday.
When Hardy first moved to Nashville, he started writing songs with what country duo?
FGL.
What powdered orange beverage was advertised as the drink of astronauts?
Tang.
On average, what celestial body in our solar system is about 239,000 miles from Earth?
The moon.
Which Country Thunder headliner appeared on season 4 of Redneck Island?
Riley Green.
Nephrology is the branch of medicine that specializes in what organ?
The kidneys.
Arches, loops, and whorls are three patterns commonly analyzed in what type of crime scene evidence?
Fingerprinting.
This Country Thunder headliner debut single was called Fall in Love.
Bailey Zimmerman.
Bailey Zimmerman, that's it! You win! You're welcome, Letty. You are taking home four day passes into Country Thunder and a campsite, so you are taken care of.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All that work finally paid off. Listening day after day after day. Congratulations. We will see you at Country Thunder.
Thank you.
Woo!
I miss my TV time with my lady. We would curl up on the couch together. She'd be like, hey, babe, what do you want to watch? And I'll go, I don't know. We got a couple more episodes of Landman.
That's so romantic.
Or whatever's hot at the moment. Uh-huh. And it's never like something that's acceptable for my son to watch.
Oh, yeah. It's dipping into the range of like, close your eyes.
Yeah, like someone's getting down and dirty with a jam session, or there's a straight like firefight happening.
Right.
You know, it's stuff that's obviously not made for kids.
Yeah.
And my son is one of those little peekaboo guys. Like, you'll just see his like the tip of his head peeking around the corner, and I'm like hey
typical 7-year-old.
Hey, go watch what you're watching.
Yeah,
go watch Nickelodeon or whatever, Disney Channel. Even Disney Channel's gotten a little crazy lately.
It's got some things that are like a little questionable.
Yeah So we were trying to watch the latest episode of White Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
And my son relentlessly will not, like, I cannot watch it. I can't, White Lotus especially. It's very graphic.
I've never seen it, so this is new news to me.
Let's just say that there's full-blown parts of bodies that should not be shown on like a regular streaming show.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Love that. I definitely put that on.
Was that a good description? Yeah, exactly. The problem is I go to sleep when my son goes to sleep nowadays. So he's in bed by like 8:30, and guess what time your boy passes out? Around 8:30.
Why don't you put him to bed earlier?
Well, I mean, that's
like an hour.
He wakes up at like 7, like it's pretty normal. Like he has a normal...
I'm going to bring you into something.
Okay.
Melatonin.
Okay.
Fixes and solves everything.
So I should start drugging my kid.
No, it's natural. Melatonin is not a drug. It is natural.
Okay.
The body naturally produces it.
Yeah, but they're not those things. Are...
I mean,
you're right. Sorry.
Or sleepy time tea. That works really well, too.
This is the thing, though. Okay. My son has a lot of energy. Okay. And
he is very energetic.
We can't suppress his energy because we want to watch TV.
You can. It's called melatonin.
No.
She's like, but you can't.
Listen, here's what we're going to have to do. I've got it all planned out. We're going to have to wait 10 years till he's 18 and he moves out.
That's awful. That sounds super annoying.
Then we catch up on everything.
Hey, babe, you want to watch The White Lotus from 2025?
There's got to be a better plan to this better solution to this issue.
Yeah, honey, I think we can do that. I mean, we're going to be in wheelchairs and rockers at that point.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to watch television.
It's another one of those things. It's just an annoying parental thing. Like, you have to make sacrifices in some way, shape, or form. Sacrifice is a strong word for that, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would like to see if the Cable Nation has this issue, and also maybe they have some type of solution, which would be very helpful, please. And no, I'm not going to drug my kid to fall asleep.
It's fine. 602 Benadryl.
894-5653. No. Kids.
Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Kick them out at 7. All right. Hopefully we have some help here. We got John and Phoenix on the phone from the Camel Nation. Fingers crossed. Good morning, John.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, so we're talking about I can't do anything adult related with my wife around my kid because he's so curious and such a nuisance.
Darn him!
Do you have this issue, or do you have any words of advice on how I can fix it?
I don't have any advice, sadly.
Oh, okay.
But I will say...
Thanks, John.
I get what you are going through because... me and my wife have to sneak in jam sessions.
Okay.
And it's very hard because they're always in the way. So, like, we have to sneak them in whenever we can. Like, quick type sessions. Like, at this point, I feel like the acoustic jam session. Because we have to be quiet. Like,
oh, a jam session unplugged.
Yeah.
Or as we like to call it, the stripped back version.
Yeah.
Just the small notes.
Do you guys kind of feel like you're teenagers again, where you're like being
sneaking around,
super sneaky?
Kind of, but I feel like, yeah, a little bit. It's more annoying now than it was back then, because back then it was still, like, fun.
Right.
Now it's just like, oh, we gotta, like...
You gotta do it.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm in my prime now. Like, we've been...
Oh.
We've been jamming more now than ever.
I love it! We jamming.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Congratulations, my friend.
Yeah.
Thanks. So just know I feel your pain with the TV stuff. It's hard.
Hey, you know what? Inadvertently, you did give me advice. I got to sneak some jam sessions in there,
maybe
too.
Maybe that solves all of your problems, Nico. <Nice. laughs>
Forget the TV. I'm jamming.
I think so.
Phoenix Raceway will be buzzing this weekend.
With NASCAR.
The Shriners Children's 500 is this weekend. It is always an event in the spring. Unfortunately, the spring one is one that I always miss because I'm busy doing something.
Same, because we've got so much stuff happening in the month of March.
Exactly.
We're always on the go.
With Camel Country Thunder coming up in April and taking care of the 30 Days of Thunder, but it is going to be thunderous at Phoenix Raceway this weekend.
Which is, the racetrack in itself is always so much fun. The championship weekend in the fall is the best.
That's the one, obviously, we can.
It is the best.
I'm there for that.
But Phoenix Raceway is literally 11 minutes from my house.
Wow.
So, yeah, I live very close to Phoenix Raceway. I do enjoy going out there.
We got a pregame at your house.
We could pregame at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
So, yeah, NASCAR, obviously a huge deal. Hundreds of thousands of fans are going to be out there. And there's nothing better than the fights that happen between NASCAR drivers.
I don't care what anyone says. I love Kyle Busch. It's not that I like Kyle Busch as a driver.
Right.
It's not that I know Kyle Busch personally. I have met him. He's very nice in person. But what I love is the anger and the audio that comes from the in-car headset between Kyle Busch and his crew pit. Like, it is phenomenal.
It's so good. You don't realize it because you're just watching these guys cruise around the track. You might catch them on the in-ears, but they're trying to be as professional as possible.
Except for Kyle Busch.
He
doesn't care.
Dale Earnhardt was the intimidator. Kyle Busch is the instigator.
And I know people's hatred for Kyle. I fully understand it. But you can't tell me that his in-car headset is not the funniest thing to listen to.
He's very smart, too.
He's so which smart.
Which makes his comeback so much better. And he's talking to his pit crew.
You ask me what the one job in the world is that you don't want?
Kyle Busch's crew chief.
Crew chief. No way. There's no way. Absolutely not.
You will be doing a lot of winning, though.
You would.
So
unless it was last season, but we're not going to talk about that.
Wah. That dude has like 7 championships.
He's set. He's good.
He's chilling. He's doing pretty well. So here's some NASCAR in-car audio.
Give it to me.
God, as hard as I can. Shut up.
3,900 seconds right here. Too fast entering curtain. Oh, my God. I lost round to the 56.
That was live on TV.
Fucking halfway anyway. That's usually when we fall apart.
55 run me at the damn fence. I had to get out of the gas. Stupid bull.
Guys, we're going to try to whoop Kurt's ass. Y'all get to the car.
Oh, there's a fight in the pits. Fight in the pits.
He's so good.
These NASCAR drivers are tough guys, boy.
They got mouths on them, and I love it.
They do.
It gets my blood going in the best way. This is why I like NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the cooler side.
From the outside?
No.
Turn left. Yeah. Go straight. Turn left. Go
turn
faster.
Left.
Hey, in a little bit, turn left. But on the inside,
oh, there's rage.
There's so much drama.
I love it.
It's so good.
Shriners Children's 500 happening at Phoenix Raceway this weekend. If you're there for the race, I'll be there with you in spirit.
In spirit. We'll be thinking about you.
Oh, absolutely.
Have so much fun.
I think maybe he's just being lazy.
I think he is a man after my own heart. Okay.
I have heard of people doing this, and this, why I'm saying this on the date today, why it's so relevant is because Christmas was 3 months ago.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
And Riley Green still has a Christmas tree up in his house.
I love this so much, but here's the thing about it, is it's not just the tree is up. The tree is still up with decorations on it. And this makes me think, Mizzy, my soulmate, because this is something I would do.
But you don't do it.
I don't do it because my mother would have a cornery.
You're not a lunatic.
No, my mother would have a fit if I left my Christmas tree up with the lights and all the decorations.
We used to have a listener that had a Christmas tree in their doctor's office.
Uh-huh.
So they would just leave it up all year, but they would decorate it for each holiday that's coming up.
I love
that.
So
like St. Patty's Day is in a week or whatever. So they would, put St. Patty's Day stuff on
it.
And then Easter. So they put Easter eggs all over it. So I get that, but this is straight up
It's straight up Christmas.
I forgot to take down my Christmas tree.
And I kind of love it. Like, it's just in the back in its own little place in the corner, and he doesn't care. And I think that's wonderful.
You better believe at Camel Country Thunder coming up this year, when we get a chance to talk to Riley Green, I am definitely asking him about the Christmas tree.
I'm going to tell him that I think he should leave it up all year. I'm going to defend him. I'm going to come to his, I'm going to be his knight in shining armor.
Well, you know what?
And defend his honor.
He will 100% use that as maybe this is a good idea. Maybe I should not take it down. If ladies are attracted to the Christmas tree, that's a weird.
It's a weird flex.
It's a weird baiting move right there.
But I'm here to feel the flex. I like it.
So he's going to be there.
He goes up to a lady at the bar. He's like, still got my Christmas tree with all the fixins.
Hey, ma'am, with all the fixins.
With all the fixins.
Hey, ma'am, would you mind coming back to my place? I'd like to show you what I have under my tray.
Exactly. I get it.
And she's like, wait, bro, it's March. Christmas tree? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
It's still up.
I have a present under my tree for you. I am the present. It's a weird flirt move right there.
I'm not mad about it, though.
If you were on dating apps and you ran by somebody's profile and it said, celebrates Christmas 365 days a year,
you'd be like,
yes, yep. Swipe right.
Right.
How many babies do you need? I'm equipped for at least one or two more. Can you please be my baby daddy?
Please just do it. I appreciate that.
So, Riley... we gotta talk, my friend. And hopefully there's a good reason why you still have your Christmas tree up.
You leave him alone right now.
Speaking of Country Thunder, everybody wants to know how to get them, Cheyenne.
They want them tickets, Nico.
All right, we'll hook you up with that info next. Stick around, Camel Nation. This list is insulting. It's disgusting. I hate it. And when I saw it, I was like, I have to tell Cheyenne about this crazy list of the top 10 country music festivals in the United States.
Well, that sounds great.
Camel Country Thunder is not on the list.
That does not sound great. Now I understand your frustration. So, like, who is on the list then? Because to me, Country Thunder should be a shoo-in.
Number 10 is Bourbon and Beyond. It's a festival in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, never heard of that.
Which I do love me some bourbon.
So
but
do I.
I've never heard of this festival before. Gulf Coast Jam? Never heard of it?
No.
Sand in My Boots.
I have heard of Sand in My Boots, actually.
Okay.
That is what I have heard of, yeah.
Watershed is on the list.
What?
Yes. Number 7.
Watershed is on the list and Country Thunder is not?
We Fest, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
Huh?
I can't help you that. Rock the South, Coleman, Alabama. Never heard of it. Tortuga Music Festival.
Tortuga's solid.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
At least we've heard of that.
Yeah.
And that's at number 4. Number 3 is CMA Fest, which...
That doesn't count.
Obviously, that's like more of an award show type thing than a music festival. Number 2 is Under the Big Sky. We know where the big sky is, Montana, but we never heard of your festival.
Yeah, never heard
of
that.
And number 1 is Stagecoach in Indio, California.
I think that one's just on at number 1 because it's so massive, and that I understand.
It's big, but it's just about as big as Country Thunder is, and allow me to also say it's the Coachella of music,
right?
It's country music festivals.
So out of this list of 10, we know of multiple, but you've been to Stagecoach.
I've been to Stagecoach.
I've been to Watershed. Because Watershed is in my home
state. Would you even put these on the same list as Country Thunder?
No, this is an honest to goodness opinion. I wouldn't. And here's the thing. Watershed always has a solid lineup. I will give them that credit. The guy who does a really good job at securing a solid lineup from start to finish.
Absolutely.
However, the camping is trash.
Yep.
It's so bad.
Same with Stagecoach. If you want to rent a $3 million house for $5,000 a day,
then great for you.
Yeah,
but I don't want to do that.
No, that's not a music festival for us.
What makes Country Thunder so great, specifically with the camping, is that everybody has their own campsites that are the right size.
Yes.
They're designated areas. You know where you're going. It's not chaotic.
No.
It's so... This is what, if you think that Country Thunder is unorganized, you have lost your mind.
Right.
Because it is so organized compared to other festivals where camping is concerned. It's so well done.
Everything is perfect. Don't change my Country Thunder. Don't Stagecoach my Country Thunder.
Right. And also, none of these have multi-events.
Exactly.
Country Thunder is, I mean, international. It's in 2 countries. They have multiple like cities that they're in.
I love it.
How is this not on the list?
I don't understand. And we need a little verification as to why Country Thunder is so amazing. So we're going to reach out to a professional, in my opinion.
Someone who has been in the trenches.
Yes. And
for
who
every
has
hangover.
Dedicated an entire Instagram to Country Thunder.
She is the gal. Let's call her.
So we're going to call Kayla next. She's going to tell us exactly why Country Thunder is not only better than this list, but it is the best country music festival in
number
the country.
One.
Number one, baby, USA. They had the nerve to make an entire list of music festivals, the best country music festivals in the country, and they left off Country Thunder.
Let me at the person who put this list together. They clearly have not been to Country Thunder, Arizona.
Yeah, there was an agenda here.
Yeah, and I'm not here for it. They paid to be on that list.
We're going to get down to the nitty gritty with a professional. Her name is Kayla. Thank you so much for hanging out. And if you're looking for her on Instagram,
go follow her. It's CTAZ Adventures, also known as Kayla.
Kayla, welcome to Nico and Cheyenne here on Camel Country. Now, I had beef with this list when I first saw it. I feel like this is like a lipstick list. Like, this is the trendy music festivals that everyone needs to attend. The fact that Stagecoach was number one,
tells you all you need to know.
I have been to Stagecoach.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. It is not as fun as Camel Country Thunder.
Is anything, though?
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely not.
So we thought we'd call the experts, which is Kayla, obviously. CTAZ Adventures. She is the gal.
The CT stands for Country Thunder, y'all.
Kayla actually is the one who helps designate what theme days Country Thunder has. So she's very much in the know. So, Kayla, what makes Country Thunder Country Thunder?
So my top five that I picked out.
All right, here we go.
My favorite one, for sure, is the themed campsites.
Love it.
That's a huge thing as to why I even created my Instagram, because there was so much going on in the campgrounds that I didn't know about. So I made my Instagram just to showcase, this is what's going on. These are what people are doing. Who is going to find a pirate ship in the middle of the desert, or a giant seesaw, or the slip and slide, all that kind of stuff. So it's just fun to see what people create every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. For sure.
Number four, it would be, you never know when you're going to end up in a two-hour game of Flip Cup that travels around a campsite.
That is true.
One year, just, hey, come play Flip Cup with us. We ended up at the front of, like, Encore somehow, 2 hours in, and I couldn't get back to my campsite.
Yeah, drinking games in general should definitely be a whole category in and of itself.
On that note, though, I love how much people share at Country Thunder when it comes to their alcohol.
Yes, absolutely.
You could, not that I recommend this, but you could literally come with nothing to drink and end up blacked out by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because people just share.
Before sound check.
Yes, before sound check, the first one.
Yeah, we used to go out with so much, and I was like, we don't need to take this much anymore, guys. Like,
exactly.
We'll stop.
Absolutely true.
Love
number
that.
Number three,
I would say Crazy Coyote living up to its name. I honestly am a little timid after like midnight in Crazy Coyote, but I've heard the stories.
Oh. Crazy Coyote's another world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like District 9. There are no rules out there.
It's kind of like Fight Club.
It's like Fight Club. You don't talk about it.
What happens at Crazy Coyote? You don't talk about Crazy Coyote.
But you leave and then you immediately talk about Crazy Coyote.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, no. And then you post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
You better post it on Facebook so I can see what happens.
You have to post it in the Facebook group.
I'm glad you made that a category all on its own. What is number two?
So number two, I would say, is just the outfits you see people wearing. You know, this year, a lot of people with the theme days were really excited, which I'm very thankful for.
Nice.
I took over the theme days from another camp that actually works with Country Thunder now. You know, but I kept those theme days going just to see the creativity. But I love seeing the guys in their Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, you do, Kayla.
The inflatable sumo wrestlers that just kind of wander around the festival grounds. I have my photo with those ladies, so.
What is the percentage of Speedos we're going to see on men this year?
Hi. Hopefully it's like 50.
Hopefully.
All right.
Oh, God.
So, fellas, the ladies are looking forward to the Speedos. Bring them out.
Are we, though?
I mean, we don't judge. We listen and we don't judge.
And the number one reason Country Thunder is the best festival on the planet, Kayla, is?
I make it sentimental. I'm a sentimental person. It's the friends that turn into family. I have so many family friends that I met at Country Thunder, especially like Nico, we were kind of talking about it. You're my new family friend, so I get to see you for the first time this year. Cheyenne has been my friend for many times.
I love
but
it.
But it's just the people that you meet just on the random, and you have family out there, and I have my family that I get to see once a year, so that's my favorite thing.
And that is the Camel Nation.
Yes.
And I love that.
Cheers to that, Camel Nation. Thank you so much for jumping on here, Kayla.
Yeah, thanks for getting out of work to talk to us. Appreciate that.
Follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, sorry, boss, if you hear this.
We're going to repost some of her stuff so you can find it on Nico and Cheyenne, and of course, it's called CTAZ Adventures.
Yep.
We'll see you out there, 2025. Country Thunder, baby!
Woo!
There's some Kenny on a Thursday, Camel Country.
Making it feel like a Friday.
Yeah. If you listen to that song and you don't feel like you need a daiquiri on a beach somewhere, then you ain't getting the vibe of that song right there.
No, because Kenny is all daiquiris and beach.
He is.
He can put out the saddest song ever and you could still go, feel like I need to be on a beach.
Yeah, I need to be on a beach to celebrate this one.
Yep.
All right, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
Oh, before we go,
okay.
Some reminders.
Yes.
Number one reminder, you are going to be doing a ticket stop tomorrow.
At Lone Butte at 5 for these 30 Days of Thunder tickets.
I know it's not till tomorrow, but we're going to remind you tomorrow also. But just put it on your schedule right now because it is at 5 o'clock. So it kind of might cut into your workday a little bit.
Yes.
And it's only an hour. That's it. That's all we're asking.
Need. That's all we need from you.
In and out.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
And they've got Panda Express, so like you could literally get dinner.
See that?
Yeah.
It's a full service
event. It is.
And they have drinks and gambling also.
They do. They've also got live music. Like Lone Butte is a vibe on Friday.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right, 5 o'clock tomorrow, Lone Butte. Get your Camel Country Thunder tickets. And also, have a great day.
I hope you have a spectacular day.
Yeah. I'm going to change my have a great day to have a spectacular day also.
As you should.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Camel Nation.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.